In 2012, Carly Sakin and Daniel Weisberg founded The Skim from their couch. Now, 6 years later, their morning newsletter gives over 7 million subscribers the news and information they need to start their day. When they first started the company, they got a lot of advice from other female entrepreneurs. Now they're sharing those conversations and more on their podcast, Skimmed from the Couch. Every week, you'll hear from women like Arianna Huffington, founder of the Huffington Post, and Thrive on why she puts her phone to bed at night. Or how actor Taraji P. Henson got over her first rejection and learned how to negotiate for herself. It's a podcast about the real stuff. Tips and tricks to launch, grow, and change your career. The only rule on the couch? No BS. Check out Skim from the Couch wherever you listen to podcasts. Welcome back to Nikki Marie Radio. So today I wanted to talk about addiction. Addiction of the mind, body, and spirit. A lot of us are addicted to so many different things. We don't consider it an addiction because it's not maybe an addiction to drugs. But you're addicted to something, so you're considered an addict. I'm addicted to life. I've dealt with depression and I've dealt with so many other things that at this point in my life, I'm addicted to living. A lot of people, unfortunately, are suffering with some type of addiction that they're either too prideful to get help or they don't realize that they're not alone. It's hard to explain what happens in the mind when it comes to addiction. And I could read it all, but I'd rather just speak from my mind. And maybe I'll reach out to someone or someone will be listening and decide for themselves to speak out and get help, the help that they need. I know that this whole situation with Demi Lovato, some people don't know who she is, and I know that a lot of times I've said, why do we care about celebrities anyway, or why do we put so much effort into their lives? Fortunately and unfortunately, a lot of these celebrities have that platform that we're trying to get to. You know, they have a million fans and listeners and followers and everything else. Some people are trying to reach to that level of fame. But when you get there, how does it look down below you? A lot of people are fake. You know, they don't stand by you. And I can go on and on. A lot of people who are celebrities, I believe, have the hardest lives because of not knowing who to trust, i.e. R. Kelly, when he said he had a lot of people around him and he didn't know who was who half the time. People wear a mask every single day and you don't know who's truthful and who's not. So imagine being a celebrity and having more of that around. People with masks. They'll tell you to do certain things or they'll walk around by your side until the chips fall and then they leave. There's over like 20 million people ages 12 and up that are addicted to some form of tobacco. 100 people die every day from drug overdoses. As far as I know, Demi Lovato is in the hospital. I don't know any other information. There was someone saying that she had died before they were able to get her to the hospital.
And now they're just saying that she's in the hospital, so people aren't feeling some type of way. Like, I don't know. I wish her the best, and I wish all those who are addicted or suffering from some type of addiction, I wish you guys nothing but peace, and hopefully you'll get help. I was looking through my Instagram page and I was seeing something about the National Council on Alcoholism and Drug Dependency or Dependence, and I was like, oh, I've never, you know, heard of this or heard of this organization. Why would I? I've never been in a situation where I needed to go for drug assistance. Like, I've never been addicted to a drug. I have gotten help for my depression and anxiety and stuff like that, but I've never needed to, you know, go to like a rehab treatment or anything. But I just figured to give you guys the information. If you go to www.ncadd.org, they've been around for 70 years. If you go to the website, you can type in your zip code and they'll give you some place that's close, you know, to your house. Or, you know, you can always just do a Google search and see what pops up for you to get help. Like, we all need help every now and then. It's just a matter of asking for it. A lot of us shy away from asking for help, and I don't know why. I guess it's like a form of weakness, like, or you see it as a form of weakness, because I don't. I'll tell you in a hot second, I need help. But I think that some people, they're too headstrong. Like, you're too strong-minded to say, you know what, I need a minute. I need a break. And that's how it was for me when I was going through my postpartum. I didn't know who I could talk to. I didn't know if I should ask for help. And I didn't even know that I needed help. So I think that's where we are sometimes. Like, we don't know that we need help. We don't know that our bodies are about to shut down. We don't know that we are we have addictive personalities or some type of disorder or dysfunction or whatever you want to label it as. But at some point in our lives, we do need help. We need help mentally, physically, emotionally. We're human beings, you know, that's what we are. A simple hug could be our medicine. A kiss could be our medicine. Like, time away, just get some R&R, travel the world, could be our medicine. So you have to figure out what your medicine is and get the help that you need. You're not weak. If anything, getting the help and asking for the help makes you stronger than you even know. So I leave you to think about that. The strength of your voice, the strength of your reach, that is what makes you strong.